Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening. Welcome to English Academy Club. I'm Valeska. Thank you for joining me today. In today's episode, I am reading the book, The Light We Lost, Chapter 8. You did quit your job, of course, to take photography classes, and we kept seeing each other, our physical connection getting even stronger the more time we spent together, finding solace, hope, strength in each other's embraces. We undressed in restaurant bathrooms because we couldn't wait until we were home. We crushed each other against the sides of buildings, bricks digging into shoulders as our lips met. We took picnics to the park, complete with apple juice, bottles full of white wine, and lay together breathing in the scent of the dirt and the fresh cut grass in each other. I want to know more about your dad, I said, a few months after we reconnected, walking, eyes open into a fault line, willing to risk the earthquake. Not much to tell, you answered, shifting so my head rested on your chest instead of your arm. Your voice was still light, but I could feel your muscles tense. He's an asshole. An asshole how? I asked, turning so I could wrap an arm around your stomach, holding you closer. Sometimes I got this feeling that we'd never be close enough. I wanted to climb inside your skin, inside your mind, so I could know all there was to know about you. My dad was unpredictable, you said slowly, as if choosing that word with the utmost care. Once I was big enough, I protected my mom. I picked my head off of your chest and looked at you. I wasn't sure what to say, how much I should ask. I wanted to know what your definition was of big enough. 4, 10, 13. Oh, Gabe, it was all I could think of. I'm sorry it wasn't more. He and my mom met at art school. She said he was a beautiful sculptor, but I never saw any of his work. He swallowed hard. He smashed it all, every single piece, right after I was born. He wanted to design monuments, huge installations. But no one was commissioning anything from him. No one was buying his art. You turned to look at me. I know it must have been hard for him. I can't imagine. Then you shook your head. He gave up, you said. He tried to run a gallery, but he wasn't much of a businessman or a salesman. He was angry all the time, volatile. I didn't understand what giving up did to him, the power it had. One time, he took a knife to my mother's canvas, a painting she'd been working on for months, because he said she needed to spend her time painting sunsets instead. She cried like it was her body he'd stabbed, not just her art. That's when he left. I slipped my hand into yours and held it tight. How old were you? 9, you said, your voice soft. I called the cops. My childhood had been so different from yours. So Connecticut suburban, I wasn't sure how to respond. If we were having that conversation now, I wouldn't acknowledge the pain, both his and yours. Say that your father clearly had a hard time, that he was fighting demons, and that I'm sorry his demons became yours. Because they did, didn't they? You've lived so much of your life in response to his, trying not to become him, that you ended up battling both his demons and your own. But that day, I couldn't process what you were saying quickly enough, and I just wanted to comfort you. After a breath, what I said was, "You did the right thing." "I know," you answered. Your eyes were hard. "I'll never be like him. I'll never hurt you like that. I'll never act like your dreams are disposable." "Me neither. I'll never act like your dreams are disposable either, Gabe," I told you, resting my head on your chest, kissing you through your t-shirt, trying to convey the depth of my admiration and sympathy. Sympathy. I know you won't. You stroke my head. It's one of the many, many things I love about you. I sat up so I was looking at you again. I love you, Luce, you said. It was the first time you said that to me, the first time any man had. I love you too, I answered. I hope you remember that day. It's something I'll never forget. Great. So that was chapter 8 in the book. And I just wanted to let you know that I have a new schedule with my podcast because I have 3 different podcasts. In case you are interested in listening to the other 2 podcasts that I have, one of them is called Mindset Goddess, and it is a self-development podcast. And the other one is called Dating Tips for Him, which is a podcast about dating advice because I'm also a certified coach. So I teach English. I'm an English teacher, and I've been doing that for 10 years. But I am also a certified coach, and I've been doing that in the last few years. So if you're interested, I will actually put the link in the show notes for you to take a look at it. And I will be, with my new schedule, I will be publishing new episodes on this podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can expect that from now on. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on Wednesday. Take care.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.